Hey folks, Tim Jones here, former speaker of your Missouri House and also co-host of the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. We are continuing in our series of features regarding the 2022 general election midterms. And we have been bringing to you several folks from here in and around the St. Louis metropolitan region. We have another one of those candidates here with us today. His name is Ryan Higgins. Hello, Ryan. How you doing?
Good, Tim. How are you today?
Doing just fine. So, Ryan, I thought we would introduce you to anybody and everybody who is going to listen to this podcast between now and Tuesday, November the 8th. You probably know exactly how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds it is till the polls open.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, you've been counting that down. And then let's get into some issues, Ryan, that you have been focusing on. I was at a recent fundraiser event for you, and I loved the speech that you gave to the folks, the talk that you gave to all the attendees, and you focused on what your campaign is and what it stands for, and you talked about it in a very personal way. And I thought that was really unique. So we'll get into some of those issues as well. First of all, Ryan, introduce yourself. Give us the Cliff Notes bio version of who Ryan Higgins is.
Absolutely. So I'm running for Missouri's 98th House District, which encompasses the municipality cities of Valley Park, Twin Oaks, Manchester, and some of Fenton, and a little bit of Baldwin, depending on which walk list I look at. It says Baldwin, some of them say Baldwin, some of them say Manchester. So I'm going to go ahead and throw Baldwin in there as well. I'm a complete political outsider. I'm new to the game. I have been in education the last 10 years. And, you know, really my life has always been about service to others. And I see running for the House, being a state legislator, is just another form of service. What is the best way to help people? You know, in the classroom, it's how do we find the potential in all of our students? And that really should be the goal of every teacher. And honestly, I think that should be the goal of every state legislator. How can we find the potential in our district, in our state, in our country? And so that's why I'm running, to try and find the better potential in a lot of different areas that I know we can do better in.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan, I think we'll give this information out to the folks who are listening to this right now so they can look you up maybe throughout our talk here today. So I imagine you have lots of social media, internet websites. Why don't you give us all of that information right now, and we'll repeat it again later on.
Sure, absolutely. So we're on Facebook. It's just Ryan Higgins for State Representative. And then we also have our website. It is higginsformissouri.com. So those are the two big social media platforms that we use.
Fantastic. Ryan, even though you're a political outsider, and this is the first time you've ever run for office, my understanding of what I know of you and your fantastic family is you're not new to the area, to the region. I know there's a lot of small business background. You mentioned your teaching background. Tell us about your roots and your family's roots in the community.
Sure, absolutely. My family has owned a small business in the 98th House District for nearly 35 years. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention the name of the business.
You can if you want.
Absolutely. So we own the Fritz's Frozen Custard in the 98th District. It is in Valley Park, and we've been so thankful to the communities that surround us that have always supported our business, and in and out of pandemics and worker shortages and soaring food costs. And we just can't thank the people in our area enough for keeping our doors open and making sure that we come back every single season. So it's been a pleasure for my family to be able to do that. It's been a wonderful gift. And I went to high school in the district. I mm-hmm. went to high school, unfortunately, that it is closed at Kennedy High School mm-hmm. up in Manchester. Yeah. We know the Archdiocese is in the news a little bit lately with some other school closures. So I have empathy for the people going through that as well right now. So my wife and I have bought a home in Valley Park a few years ago, and we're live there with our little dog, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. He's our son for now. And so, yeah, we have a lot of roots in the district, went to high school, small business there, live there. And it's a great area, a lot of hardworking middle class people that I know deserve some good representation in government.
And who doesn't love frozen custard? You should have 100% voter support, in my opinion, in your area. Come on.
That's what I was thinking. You know, for sure. So we're open seasonally, but we definitely love the communities that we serve.
Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, tell me, what happened such that you were inspired to run for office? Did you fall and hit your head? Did you have a momentary lapse of reason? Did you go temporarily insane? You know, I say all these things, Ryan, because I was in elected politics, as you know, for almost 15 years, and my wife asked me that very question every day. But no, in all seriousness, was it something you always thought you might do, or was it a bolt out of the blue? Was it a calling? Did you feel inspired, or have you always been interested in this kind of level of giving back to the public?
Sure. I've always been interested in giving back to the public. I don't think you enter education as your career path to become a millionaire or anything like that.
A lot of service there, yes.
For sure. So service has always been what I've been called to do. But, you know, I know the time is now for new faces and new leaders to kind of step up. I think our country is kind of at a crossroads right now. I think there's a couple of different paths that we could go down. And one of those paths is the kind of the woke stuff that sort of permeated through every facet of our lives, seemingly. And then there's another path, and that path is just good, hardworking Americans. Doesn't matter what race, what creed, what religion you are. It's just good people that want to be part of this great American experiment that we've had going on now for 250 years. And I'm part of that second group.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to represent people that believe in America, that don't hate America, that want to be here, that want to be part of our middle class, that want to raise kids here, that want to be able to just make it work. And I think that's what our government needs right now at every level, whether that's local, state, federal. We need politicians that are willing to step up and protect our middle class first and foremost.
You know, as an old English literature major myself, I really appreciate the picture you just painted there, the verbal picture you just painted of the two paths. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of a Robert Frost poem, Two Paths Diverging in the Wood. We really seem to be at that crossroads. And I know, Ryan, we say this election is always the most important election. But I think, Ryan, maybe a better way to put it, this may be the most consequential action, because depending on which party people vote for, the parties, in my personal opinion, having studied this for a long time, and you tell me as someone who's a little bit newer to this game, it seems that the differences between the political parties couldn't be more stark at this point in our history.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the kind of the big four issues that our campaign's about, whether that's fully funding law enforcement, we know there's a huge chunk of Democrats in this country that promoted and actively campaigned on defund the police.
And now they're trying to tell everybody they never said that.
Yes.
The good thing we have things called the internet.
Exactly.
Lying around.
I know. And you can see the direct effects all across our country and our cities of this defund the police movement. We need candidates that fully support law enforcement, that obviously fully fund them, but also make them into the heroes of our community that they are, because right now it's a tough job being a police officer out there. And, you know, our campaign's about always supporting them. But that's just one area. If you look at small business, I mean, the last 2 years we had a county prosecutor that wanted to shut down all of our businesses. And then when we reopened the doors, finding employees is very difficult to do. And I have not seen our local government do enough to support our small businesses and helping them incentivize workers, whatever it is. But we have to do something to bring back workers to our businesses, because they're hurting right now. And the soaring food costs, I haven't seen anything at the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue doing anything about soaring inflation and small businesses that like our small custard business that I mentioned a few minutes ago. I believe our custard mix went up 25% to 30% this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, as someone who's seeing the world of small business firsthand, based on what your family does, I imagine you've seen the effects of certain political decisions, certain public policy decisions. You've seen them, you know, right up front, close and personal over the last couple of years. How it affects a family small business.
We definitely have, like I mentioned, finding employees to work, food costs, but even property taxes. For some reason, property taxes in the midst of a pandemic when people couldn't find work skyrocketed in St. Louis County. And people, I think, sometimes forget that small businesses are also paying lots of other types of taxes, like FICA taxes and their own side sort of personal property taxes. So it's, yeah, I mean, policy decisions affect small businesses maybe the greatest. You know, Amazon and other big business, they're not really affected by those kinds of things. But a small mom and pop custard stand or the other great small businesses in the 98th are definitely hit hard by this.
You know, economics and crime often go hand in hand, don't they? I mean, if you have a crime-ridden area, it's really tough for a small business owner to continue to make a go of things, isn't it?
For sure. And again, that's why we have to support our law enforcement. That's why we need good schools for kids to go to so they don't grow up and head in that direction that we don't want them to. But it's also economic decisions, like you said. If businesses can't keep the doors open, that's not good for the community. When cherished local mom and pop diners or custard stands or any kind of stand go out, that is not good for the community.
The Missouri legislature, Ryan, just completed a special session on cutting income taxes, and they did take a small step forward on that. There was another proposal to cut the corporate tax rate that was put aside for now. What would you have done if you were there in special session? What would you have supported? Did you think they did enough? Did you think they need to do a bit more?
I think it's a good start, but I would like to see, if possible, and I know there's a lot of things to go through to make this happen, but to do away with the state income tax in general, to repeal the Missouri gas tax that was passed a few years back. And then,
boy, what bad timing on that.
Yeah.
I mean, never a good time to raise taxes in my mind, but this was one of the most horrific mishaps I think I've ever seen. And it came from Republicans. Does that disappoint you?
It does disappoint me. You know, like when you tell people that, as we knock thousands of doors part of the campaign, they say, well, you know, Republicans passed that. You're running as to be a Republican. You know, and that's an area that we disagree on. I mean, this isn't about partisan politics to me. It's about common sense candidates.
Mm-hmm. Speaking to Ryan Higgins, who is a candidate for state representative. Ryan, I get the numbers all mixed up. You're in what district this year?
Yes, it's the 98th House District now. It's the old 99th, but all people need to know now is that it's the 98th.
The 98th. And what are the north, south, east, and west boundaries?
So we go all the way up to where my former high school was near, off of 141 up in Manchester, where the old Kennedy High School is. It's now a McBride and Sons neighborhood. And then we go as far south as kind of that 141 and 44 area where the sugar fire that I like to eat at sometimes,
yes,
is down there.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a great brisket. But anyways, we go back kind of that Avalon Hills area. It's a little part of Fenton.
Mm-hmm.
So we go pretty far, you know, all the way from Fenton, all the way north to Manchester. And then we kind of go a little bit west just on that Baldwin-Manchester border. And then east, we kind of maybe just barely butt up to Kirkwood. Kind of that Doherty Ferry area is the line.
Well, you are the heart. That sounds like the heart of West St. Louis County to me, is what I would describe it as.
It definitely is. And, you know, and it's a seat that we probably should have never lost a couple years ago. And I 100% believe that we're going to flip this district.
Ryan, you've been taking, from what I've seen and from our discussions we've had offline, you've been taking this race very seriously. You haven't taken a single voter for granted. I know you've been working hard since way before the primary. You've been knocking doors and talking to people for months. What have you heard from people in your district? What's on their minds when you have a chance to speak to them for a few minutes?
Sure. I think there's two really big things. The first and foremost, and I know we talked about it a little bit here already, is crime, you know, and there's been a lot of car break-ins in our area. A lot of theft has gone up, personal property theft and things like that. People want to see the police supported. People want to see the back the blue in our neighborhoods. They want to see the police cars driving around neighborhoods. That's a huge one. This is probably the biggest one is economic relief. Just, you know, how food prices at the grocery store have skyrocketed. Obviously, we know gas prices over the summer, we were paying $4 or $5 a gallon, and they're still high, in my opinion, right now. People want some economic relief. And
who are folks blaming for the historic inflation and the other bad historic signs that we've seen in the economy?
Yeah, I think it starts at the federal level, obviously. I know there are state public policies that we can do to do better with it, but I believe it. Most people are kind of eyeing that Joe Biden administration and the fact that they've had the control of the House of Representatives and Senate here for a couple of years, and not a lot has gotten better.
Sounds like you have an educated citizenry in your district, very much so.
We definitely do. If I could just mention one more issue is supporting parents in our schools.
Well, I was going to go there next. Okay. I mean, you know, we talked crime, we talked inflation, we talked the economy, we talked small businesses. And, you know, last but, you know, definitely not least, the education issue. You being an educator, being a very active member of your family, you see the issues that children and parents deal with every day. And over the last year, Ryan, the pandemic to me seems like it's blown open these issues. And now everybody sees a lot of these problems. Maybe there's some differences of opinion on how to solve them. But what say you as to this general subject matter?
For sure. You know, my background being in education, I think state legislators all come from different backgrounds. I've met so many of them in the last year process doing this. I think I'm unique there. I know there are some people who do have an education background, but not too many. And so I want to bring that expertise, if you will, to mm-hmm. the state legislator. But I think parents are kind of, they want to know what's going on in their son and daughter's classroom. They want to know what's being taught, and they deserve to know that. Remember, in my opinion, the nuclear family is the driver of our sons and daughters. It is not the school. The school is a good place to learn. I'm a teacher. It's a great place to make friends, grow social skills, things like that. But when it comes to maybe some of the other issues, those should be things that are taught at home, not mm-hmm. not in the classroom.
Yeah, schools and teachers shouldn't replace family, right?
No way.
Yeah.
So that's probably our biggest issue is giving a voice to parents and making sure that they're not called terrorists for showing up to school board meetings or have the FBI or whatever it was at the federal level, Justice Department going after for parents for doing that stuff. We just want to make sure we have good schools to go to, but we also want to make sure that parents maybe have some options in their son or daughter's education as well.
You know, Ryan, this issue changed the entire electorate in a state yeah. called the Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, but for this issue, I'm not sure that would have been the debate heard around the world, which resulted in a clean sweep by Republicans. Do you feel like any of that momentum, it's gotten quieter because it seems like we focus on whatever the national corporate media focuses on. But I also get the sense that this passion and this drive of parents wanting to get more engaged in the education of their children is still very much there, even though maybe it doesn't get reported on every single day.
I couldn't agree more. And I can tell you right now that is the main focus of my campaign is giving parents a voice in their son and daughter's education. That is one of the biggest reasons I want to be part of the state legislature and run. Of course, the other issues we talked about, absolutely important. But my expertise, my background, I think would help the state of Missouri give parents some more options in education.
I know you're probably trying really hard to not think past Election Day, Tuesday, November the 8th. We're speaking with a candidate for Missouri State Representative Ryan Higgins. But Ryan, I just want to throw this out there. Have you thought about the kinds of legislative issues you'd like to work on? Maybe some of the committees you'd like to serve on?
For sure. I mean, obviously, the Education Committee seems mm-hmm, like a mm-hmm. formality at this point that I would be a part of. Small business as well. Those are where my heart is making sure we have good schools to go to and making sure your local small business down the street, whatever area that they serve, is always open and has employees to work. Those are the two special places in my heart.
Ryan, you sound uniquely qualified. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I meet a lot of candidates for office. I've served with hundreds of people over the last many years. And you not only do you seem like you have the qualifications, you also seem to have the drive, the determination, the passion, and a great family supporting you. I mean, this is not just you waging this alone, right? You've got a whole team behind you.
Absolutely. My lovely wife is my treasurer, Megan. You know, she does a lot of behind the scenes. She helps me knock doors as well. So it's not necessarily her favorite thing, but she's out there too. She's doing all the books behind the scenes. My 70-year-old mom is knocking doors for me. We were knocking doors in July, and we were in a neighborhood, and my mom had to sit down in the middle of someone's driveway because I thought she was going to have a heat stroke, and then I was flying back to the car as fast as I could to get that. But these are the kind of sacrifices that you make when you truly believe in your country, when you truly believe in your state, and you know you can do better.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, before we wrap this up, I mentioned I was at an event for you recently. I was so impressed with the people there. They were not your usual political attendees at a political event. Yeah, you obviously woke up and encouraged a lot of small business owners like the ones in your family to get engaged in the process. It's really important. Maybe people don't know where to turn, but the first place they can turn would be to their state representative or somebody running for office, right? Because it's so critical for small business owners, especially the backbone of our economy, to be engaged in the political process, isn't it?
100%. And as state rep, my door's always open. Even if we might not agree on every policy, I want to hear from everybody. I want to represent you. This isn't partisan politics for me at all. It's about finding the potential in our district, like I mentioned at the beginning.
Ryan, once again, if folks tuned in halfway through this podcast or forgot what we said earlier, how can people find you on the internet?
Absolutely. So Facebook, we are Ryan Higgins for state representative, and then it is HigginsForMissouri.com, and that's F-O-R when you type that in.
Fantastic. Ryan, wish you continued good luck, Godspeed on the campaign trail, and we look forward to speaking with you again on News Talk STL.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. God bless.